This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday meditation. This is a gathering of people with an interest in meditation, many of us with an experience of practice with meditation over some time. And of course, people end up here for the first time having no experience, just some curiosity. If you're new, the basics are relatively simple. I'll give some guidance. You don't need to just gather information and then wait until later, although you're welcome to do that, of course. But you can give it a try. And it may be that, you know, the period of time we take will be or seem like a bit much. It's all right. It may be a bit much. So it's a very personal activity. We don't try too hard to conform our experience to some model of what we think should happen. And so forth. What we do is we use our ability to decide where to place our attention, where to focus. And it is a capacity we have, even when we lose other capacities, it seems. And so we can, for instance, just decide to look in a certain place. If I ask you to look at my hand and, you know, if you can see, and if you have the right equipment, you can see my hand here on the screen. You could look somewhere else, but you can decide to place the attention with my hand. And even when my other hand enters the frame, starts doing something, at least starts doing something, you can still decide to focus your attention on the other hand. It's a very interesting capacity that we have. So we're not going to get my hands involved in the meditation. Although in principle, you know, there are forms of practice that use the kind of focusing of visual attention and so forth. For our purposes, we'll use our ability to focus our attention on sounds, on sensations in our bodies. And we look for sensations that are relatively simple, not complex, not unpleasant. And the reason we do this, there's something about focusing attention on something real in our experience that's relatively neutral that has good effects. So we make the effort, we try to sustain attention over a period of time, and this creates conditions for more clarity, stability, peace, and so forth. And most forms of meditation that human beings have practiced, not all, but most, involve something like this sort of beginning, even though the objects of consciousness that are used can vary widely. So it is doable, and I invite you to give it a try. What we'll find is that it is doable. We can do it, but sometimes only very briefly, right? So we might focus on the sensations of the breath, which I'll guide you in, and kind of like, oh, this is doable. I can do it. And then after 5 minutes, we realize, yes, we did observe two breaths, but then our mind just shifted really fast to some thoughts, our to-do list, something. Very normal experience. And we don't declare ourselves a failure. We might do that, but it's not part of the meditation. It's pretty normal for our attention to fly away and so forth. So when we realize the attention has been drawn away, we include it in the meditation, really. What's happening? Where was I drawn? Not so much reflection or analysis. It's just recognizing the attention has drifted, recognize what is happening, and include it in the meditation in that way, and then bring the attention back to where we were trying to focus. So let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Most of us will find it easier with eyes closed, but either way is fine. You might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Even a little sigh with the out breath. So letting the breath be normal. This is just one way to begin. It would be way too much work to kind of continue for any period of time with the deeper breaths, although you can use your own judgment. It's good. Now just coming back to the normal breath. And I invite you to notice the sounds you can hear. So, in the midst of everything else that may be happening, notice that you can decide to focus on this part of your experience, what you can hear. Not trying to hear everything or not trying to keep track of everything. Just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds taking place. Don't have to remember. This is doable. This is something we can do. May seem easy. It is easy. If you're like, what's going on? Okay, just kind of what can you hear right now? So the focus of attention with sounds is a good way to meditate, a good way to get into it. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies. So, when you wish, I invite you to notice what you can feel now in your body, but with kind of that same openness with which we allow sounds to come. Just notice what there is to notice: head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Vibrations, softness. Motion, maybe pain in places, aching. As we feel into our bodies, it's good to notice those sensations connected with the breath, and it can be quite natural to notice not breathing deeply the way we began, but just noticing that as the normal breath takes place, we know this is happening. We can know this is happening because there are some sensations. Usually completely ignored because we have other things to think about. But now we notice, okay, when I breathe with as the in-breath begins, there tend to be some sensations, slight rising, tensing in the abdomen, the chest, or a flow of fine sensations at the opening of the nose. Likewise, as the out-breath begins, a flow of sensations out. Falling, softening, dissolving in the chest, the abdomen. So, we're not making a fetish of these sensations. It's just that they're sort of handy for our purposes, where the idea is focusing attention on sensations like these, the mind naturally tends to calm down, become more clear and stable. So, the breath is often very good home base. For attention, for our purposes. So I invite you to give it a try. So don't try to get it perfect, but just notice, okay, I can feel the slight movement in my abdomen. That seems a good place for me right now. Maybe the chest, maybe the opening of the nose. There can be times where the breath isn't quite the right home base. So you can go back to sounds if you wish, or, we can use other sensations in our bodies, hands or feet. We avoid the painful areas for our purposes, right? We want something relatively neutral. And normally that can be found. So there is a method here for sure. There are basic principles, but it's also a very personal activity. What could be more personal in a way? So we kind of use our own judgment, our own human wisdom, just in kind of beginning here. And it does take effort, but it's mostly a patience, a willingness to try, and then keeping in mind that try as we might to keep that our attention stable, the mind will take off. Very much a part of our intelligence that our attention will move from what needs to be paid attention to. So it's perfectly normal to realize you've been planning the day or reflecting on something. So just in those moments, noticing thinking, planning, whatever, and then gently bring the attention back. So we're not in a hurry, but we kind of have that level of vigilance in a way where we're kind of taking this activity seriously, even though it's not trying to make something happen. It's much, much gentler than that, even though we quite rationally have goals and hopes. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So, thank you. It's good to practice with you. Thank you for your practice. The basics are relatively simple, right? They can be hard to do, but and it can become more and more interesting. At least it certainly has for me over many years. But the basics remain the same, even as things become more interesting and so forth, so as our practices deepen. At that level of kind of being pulled away from, we're trying to observe the breath, the in-breath, the feel of the abdomen or the sensations at the nose. One sort of thing that will tend to draw our attention away is physical pain. And mindfulness meditation can be useful in helping us live with pain, even when it's chronic and nothing else works. But it's good to kind of be clear about the frame here. There's certainly nothing about mindfulness which kind of encourages being passive about our pains. And so it's not an activity where we're just like, okay, I guess this is just how it is and I have to live with it. Maybe mindfulness is most useful in kind of noticing that thought and going, wait, is that really true? Right. This is on my mind in part because my mother, some of you have met her in on the Zoom at one point or another. She'll be 98 next month and is still very active. Some of you also know that she consistently beats me at miniature golf, although I did beat her earlier this year, though she came back the next day. Yeah. I just blew the last two holes. So she's living with some, she has some pain right now, on her left side. And a kind of a theme for me is with her now is, it was a theme with my father also during his fat last years. It's like if your left knee is hurting, then you might think, well, it's just old age and so forth, have to live with it. But if is your right knee hurting? Your right knee is the same age as your left knee, right? And so if your left knee is hurting, but your right knee is not, that's almost a pretty good argument that it's not just old age, right? It may be age related. There may be nothing we can do and so forth. But the first point here is, yeah, we can be proactive. We can change habits. We can get help. And mindfulness can be useful in that process. But even when, we are active and so forth, we know that physical pain is a fact of life as human beings, and it's not something that we can necessarily fix and so forth. Or it's maybe something we're working on, but there's still pain, and we can't just get rid of it by thinking it away. And so what we do is radically simple, and kind of an application of what we do is just we focus somewhere else. Right, the way we did today. I hope you got that message. Just like we, even when there is pain, we focus somewhere else. And often there is somewhere else in our bodies that is clearly not painful. And the breath often fits that bill. And we just let the attention rest there. Quite naturally, our attention will go to the pain then, right? And in those moments, we do something which is radical, is we kind of foster that willingness just to notice what the pain feels like without trying to push it away or change it, even though we want it to change. We want it to go away. And so that's why it's radical. Our natural habit can be quite rationally just, I want to get rid of this. I want to do something about it. And so maybe just for a few seconds, just like, okay, what are the sensations like? How are these sensations changing? And so forth. And then always with that option to bring the attention back to the more neutral sensations. And even in this process of like, oh, wait, I have a choice here, can be quite empowering and helpful, even when the pain persists. So this is an area where there is, my understanding is there's pretty good science around the utility of mindfulness meditation as one way to help us live with pain and so forth. And so that's something that can be explored in the context of not kind of a passive resignation. And then, of course, everything that we say about physical pain is relevant to emotional pain. And one of the differences between physical pain and difficult emotions that we can experience as painful and wish we weren't having is that there can be a place for kind of the basics of mindfulness, same principles. Notice it's really, focus somewhere else. When our attention is drawn to the anxiety or anger or sorrow, kind of include that in the meditation, even just for a few seconds. Focus on the physical sensations, the palpable sensations, but always that permission to come back. So that's kind of very analogous to how we deal with physical pain. But then there's another aspect where, we actually can interfere with kind of habitual patterns rooted in these emotions, often rooted in mental habits of thought, by using other thoughts. And so this is a theme that I've kind of been bringing in over the last few weeks, just the way that practices like loving kindness, sharing joy, compassion can be practiced in addition to the basics of mindfulness as a response to noticing that our minds are in a pattern of negative thinking, so to speak, connect or patterns of rumination, where we're kind of like, wait, am I kind of in a pattern that might change a little? And last week I mentioned using compassion as sort of an antidote to negative patterns of thoughts about people who are difficult for us. And of course, compassion can be practiced in a quite open way, just recognizing the suffering of someone, wishing them well, and so forth, a very important practice. But it also can be used in this context where we notice that our attention is going again and again or being drawn again and again to someone who we do not like, where the emotions are negative. And one option is just the basics of mindfulness. Nope, of course, bringing, shifting attention. Where's my breath? What do I feel? But there can also be this sort of very simple sort of like wishing that person freedom from suffering. Not because we're supposed to love everyone. Maybe we are, I don't know. But that's not part of this. And not because we assume that our thoughts are going to have a causal effect. This is very much a kind of like I'm taking care of my own experience, of my own mind. And I notice that I'm in a habit of ruminating in a way that doesn't seem to be helping me or anyone. And the radical idea here would be when that person comes to mind, someone you do not like, someone you may detest. Don't pretend that you like them. Don't try to feel some special sweetness, like we're all one and they're part of the oneness and how beautiful. No, it's not beautiful. Don't pretend. It's not pretense. But we can still form the thought, may you be free from suffering. And let that thought disrupt kind of those mental patterns. Give it a try. See how it might work for you. This is, and then don't get too caught up in this sort of activity. Come back to the simplicity of the breath, kind of that cultivation of calmness and concentration. Thank you for your attention and for your practice. Let's keep at it.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.